Welcome to the AFL Ratings Podcast. We speak with Ryan Daniels ahead of round five. We work through the teams for this weekend with a bit of a fantasy outlook there. This podcast was recorded on April 11, 9 p.m. and it was Australian Eastern Standard Time. Make necessary adjustments as news comes to hand. Enjoy the pod. Okay, so let's bring in Ryan Daniels for round five. How are you going, Rhino?
I'm very good, Pete. I've come through Gather Round the other side. I've survived it. It was fantastic. Absolutely loved Gather Round. Adelaide did a superb job. More of it, I would say.
Western Bulldogs Essendon Friday night, James O'Donnell into the team. Luke Beveridge opting for a bit of height in defence. Caleb Daniel out. Sam Durham into the Bombers team. Elwyn Davey Jr. also. Will Satterfield, Archie Perkins, couple of mids out for the Bombers there.
Yeah, I suppose the first one to touch on is Caleb Daniel. If you drafted him hoping for a pretty reliable, probably F1, I mean, really, given the lack of forward options, you would be absolutely filthy at getting Bevo'd, which is legitimately a thing. Like, can we just for a second discuss the fact that Jack McRae couldn't get in the team, and then he was the sub last week. Caleb Daniels couldn't get in the team, then he was the sub last week. Now he's been dropped. There's random blokes playing in different positions. He's been doing this for years. He is actually fantasy coach's number one enemy, I would say, Luke Beveridge. And you know what? That's his prerogative. It's his team. But my goodness, you'd be disappointed. And when you get dropped, I mean, how quickly does Caleb Daniel come back in? If I were in a draft league, I'd still be buying him. I'd still be making low ball offers to the coaches that own him just on the off chance that this is a minor speed bump. But it's be pretty flattening if you're an owner. Essendon are probably one of the more interesting teams, given there's not a lot of changes across the board for most teams. Losing Perkins and Satterfield out of that midfield. I mean, the winners, we've been trying to figure out the winners for Essendon all year. I mean, Durham was one. He's out. He's back in. So maybe it's him. Maybe it's finally time for Ben Hobbs to emerge. Or is it time for Darcy Parrish to just explode? Because we know he goes through patches where he just looks unbelievable. It is a big watch. They're a Friday night game. Good for loopholing if you're in a draft. But they're probably one of the more interesting teams.
Onto the Giants and Saints in Canberra on Saturday. So coolish conditions ahead of that game. No change for the Giants. Settled team right there. Wind, Hager and Garcia on debut for the Saints. Hasty and Jones on the outs there. So Wind, Hager and Garcia are probably going to get a pretty decent look at the midfield rotation there.
Yeah, they're just giving – it's funny with Garcia. I mean, he's been sort of on the edge for a couple of weeks now and had a decent preseason, but they do seem to be pretty keen to give a lot of young guys a taste early in this season. I mean, Hasty's just got a very minor taste, but he got one. They've had a couple of debutants now, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Sean make it pretty soon as well. So, yeah, interesting. Wynn Hager will probably be one of the big winners. He just has had a really stop-start beginning to his season. We know he's good. We know that Ross likes him. He just needs a run at it. So he's definitely one to keep an eye on. And Zach Jones out of the team again. I just think we can pretty much give up on Zach Jones, even in deep draft leagues now. I just don't think he's that guy. He never really got to those lofty heights. And the Giants, the one to keep an eye on is Callum Ward. He comes back, I think, in the VFL this week. So when he comes back, what does that do to the Giants midfield mix? But for now, they're very, very stable. And why wouldn't they? Because they're just dominating.
On to Carlton and Adelaide. Sam Walsh returns for the Blues. Fogarty out of the team with a broken wrist and suspension there. So Adelaide, Hamill and Gallant into the team. Parnell injured. Burgess out for the Crows there. So the big one there, Sam Walsh.
Yeah, briefly on the Crows, nothing really changes there. They're going like a busted and they need to change up the mix. So it's more roles I'm watching with the Crows than personnel. Will they change anything up? Until they do that, we can't really believe in anything that they're doing other than the fact that at the moment Matt Crouch is scoring really well. That's a good thing for a lot of people. Carlton, Sam Walsh is huge. I think a lot of us would have had him as a high priority in the preseason to either trade him in or start with him early. I'm going to wait to see for a couple of weeks, let him get his legs underneath him. I think that's probably the smart move. If you go early, you might have to eat a couple of lower scores. And if he goes massive, then we probably have to react fairly quickly because he's underpriced given what he's capable of. There's always a role for Sam Walsh.
Onto Gold Coast and Hawthorn. No change for the Suns. Sam Flanders played halfback last week and has been confirmed pretty much from Damien Hardwick today that he'll play the same role. And no change for the Hawks there as well. And Sam Mitchell actually referring Sam Flanders in his presser of one to keep an eye out there. So probably that's the most notable thing to come out of both teams for today.
Yeah, it would be interesting. I mean, what do they do there with Flanders? Do they tell Finn McGuinness to tag him? Do they put somebody else on him as a defensive forward? It's going to be fascinating. He was really good in that role. Oh, it's funny how quick things can change. You know, we're talking about Alex Sexton and Connor Butterick and, you know, Will Power for a big breakout. And, you know, none of those guys have really taken hold of anything. Two of them are out of the team. And you've got this forward who we thought would be the number one forward playing as a halfback. Things come at you fast in fantasy. And good to see the kids holding too close. He looks just fantastic. Like, I think there's never been a more no-brainer trade in the season so far. And I'm excited to see what he could do playing on that wing and half back. So, yeah, I'm very keen to see my man Henry Hustwaite as well in a full game. He's been named on the field. Hopefully, he could play a whole game this week because he's super talented and they need something, Hawthorn. They need to get a win. They've been close a couple of times. This is the week for them to really have a crack, I reckon.
On to Port Adelaide and Fremantle, Ollie Wine, Sam Powell, Pepper return for the Power, and Travis Boak with his back injury there, and Jeremy Finlayson suspended out of the team. Fremantle, Neil Erasmus into the team, and Michael Frederick with that hamstring out. No Sean Darcy at this stage, but it sounds like he was pretty close.
Yeah, very, very close. In fact, I spoke to someone at Fremantle today, and that basically said, look, if it was a final, we'd probably be playing him. But given that Luke Jackson's going really well, you know, given that they've had a really good start to the season, there's no point in rushing such a key asset, Sean Darcy. So, you know, the 4-week deadline, he's probably going to fall about a week short of that. But everything's on track for him to come back and be strong. And it does give Luke Jackson another week as the main man, which is great if you're an owner, frustrating if you're not. The other ones, obviously, there's Port Adelaide. I'm intrigued with Jason Horne-Francis. I really liked him at the start of the season. I didn't start with him. He's had a couple of decent scores. His break even is low. I know Ollie Wines is coming back, but I feel like this guy is a really nice pivot trade, which is a bit against the norm this week. I'm actually doing it because I've got Flanders. I've got Closey already. I think I'm going to bring in Jason Horne-Francis and take a bit of a risk. Because I just think this guy is very capable as a minimum of going 85, sort of 90 for the next month and capable of going so much more than that. So that's the one I'm actually watching with Port Adelaide.
Onto Sunday teams. I'll just do the outs here. And one debut, Connor O'Sullivan, key defender. Probably not going to score that well, but there's a good prospect there for the Cats. So no confirmed outs at this stage for the Cats. Zuhaan Stevenson out for the Kangaroos. No confirmed outs for West Coast at this stage. And Jack Ross, the confirmed out for the Tigers at this stage. Two games on Sunday. And your thoughts here on West Coast as well.
Yeah, nothing much changes. I actually don't think West Coast will make a change other than probably Brockman coming into that team. Maybe Rawlinson comes back out of it. Noah Long hasn't been in superb form until last week when he was pretty active. So I reckon Rawlinson is probably the one if they do make a change because they do like Brockman and he only missed because of a head knock. So in terms of the other stuff there, I actually kind of like the Geelong kid O'Sullivan. I did a bit of reading up on him before the draft, and he is a big boy, but he's got an incredible tank. And he's played at halfback and he's played on the wing before. So if you're in a keeper league and you want to take a shot at the kid, just have a look at him. I've done that. Long-term prospect, but there's some possibility that at some stage in his career he's further up the ground. So yeah, I'm excited to have a look at him and see what he can produce.
Yeah, I went down to a couple of pre-season training sessions for the Cats over summer, and he was actually a bit of a standout as a young prospect.
Yeah.
No problems going up against Tom Hawkins in contested marking situations and taking pack marks standing right up. So good prospect for the Cats. Not sure about his fantasy prospects just yet, but we'll wait and see how his career evolves. And yes, he can go up the ground. So more of that intercepting defender I'm hoping for long term. But yeah, can go up onto a wing potentially. So, your favourite fantasy player of the week, Rhino?
Well, I just mentioned him, Jason Horne-Francis. I'm desperate to watch to see if I can pull this one off because I think it's a bit of a swerve, not completely unique, but it's pretty unique. So yeah, I'm gonna have a crack at that one and see how I go. What about you?
Yeah, Marcus Fontapalli for me against no Will Satterfield. So I think he can get off the chain again for the Bulldogs. So we'll see how that one plays out. So weekend listeners find you, Rhino.
Usual spots, Pete. Footy Rhino on Twitter, Triple M over here in Perth, and yeah, the West Australian, the newspaper, and doing the column and the Seven News, usual spots.
AFL ratings Pete on Twitter for me, aflratings.com.au for a stack of fantasy information. AFL ratings, the main account there as well. Okay, Rhino, all the best for this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Pete. You too, mate.